What is meditation? And how do we make more time for God? Well, the Bible speaks in several places about meditation. Turn to Psalm 119. This is one of the best places. We're going to go from verse 97, which in these Bibles has got the Hebrew letter Mem above it, because each line will start in the Hebrew with the letter Mem. It's a clever poem. I like it. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. They are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I've kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. And you can see from that meditation in the Bible is usually focused on the word of God, what God has revealed, the way that he speaks to us. And it's definitely not just head knowledge. It must be followed by obedience. So you can see that in verse 101. I've kept my feet from every evil path. And that's the effect of meditation on God's word. So you become more like him. But you notice why he meditates. Verse 103. It's because the word of God is sweet to him. I think that's probably because he loves the God who's revealed, who speaks through the Bible. It is a joy to meditate on the Bible. I hope you found that as you've looked at the Bible privately by yourself and in company with others, in home groups, and as you hear it preached. Sometimes it comes to you with such a sweetness. You love it. But I want to say that one of the reasons why we find it so hard to make time for that, perhaps in our everyday lives, maybe you've tried to have a quiet time at the beginning of each day and the habit's kind of worn thin or come and gone. I think one of the strongest reasons is we forget how wonderful God is. We forget how sweet the word of God is. We ignore how good he's been to us, and perhaps we turn our backs on the blessing of wisdom and peace that he holds out to us in the Bible. And the reason we do that is because we delight in other things. We find our joy and our acceptance, our affirmation in other things than God himself. So that's kind of idolatry, isn't it? When I worship those things and depend on them instead of God, my Savior. So if you want to spend more time with God, then turn from those things and find in the Word of God the voice of the God who comforts you, the voice of the God who provides for you and has great wisdom for you. But if you're going to make reading the Bible, meditating on it, your top priority, then that wouldn't necessarily mean that you spend more time doing that in the day than anything else. Sometimes people misinterpret the emphasis that rightly should come out in the Christian life, that, you know, we make this our top priority. It doesn't mean we fill our days with nothing but it does mean that it's the one immovable thing, the immovable feast, if you like, in your everyday life. Things may come and go, they may change in your life, but you just love hearing God speak in the Bible. I have four quick tips. Pray for God to help you to make meditation a daily habit. Choose a variety of helps. That might be different Bible translations. The NIV is great. A lot of people benefit today from the English Standard Version. Maybe you find the Good News Bible helpful. But make use of a variety of these translations, and it'll shed new light on even just a few verses as you see what different translators have brought out from the original languages. Do it with others. So, for example, in home groups or with your spouse or with a friend. And lastly, of course, keep coming to church, because here we try to submit to the Word of God and hear it together. So it's not just an individual thing, meditating on the Bible. We can do it together.